is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon at the White House, where President Biden is about to deliver his farewell address to the nation. The president will speak directly to the American people as he turns the page from 4 years as president and more than 50 years as a public servant.
The president has a lot to say, a lot of thoughts that he wants to share, really touch on the moment that we're in right now.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the speech will be positive.
It is not going to be partisan.
This legacy speech comes just a handful of days before President Biden leaves office and President-elect Donald Trump returns.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Negotiations for a Mideast peace deal have dragged on for months, but President Biden now says Israel and Hamas have agreed to a deal.
Fighting in Gaza will stop, and soon the hostages will return home to their families.
CBS's Ramy Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
The first phase would last 42 days, and this would involve the release of 33 Israeli hostages. Those would include the elderly, those would include the women, the sick, the wounded, and those would be exchanged for a few dozen Palestinian detainees.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for attorney general tells the Senate Judiciary Committee that if confirmed, she would end what she calls the weaponization of the Justice Department. Democrats have voiced concerns about Pam Bondi's ability to lead a Justice Department that is independent from the White House. The former Florida attorney general responds,
"Politics will not play a part."
South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham.
Who do you pick? You pick people you know. You pick people you trust, people that you're qualified. I'm glad he picked you. He knows you, he trusts you, and you're highly qualified. So the idea that there's something wrong with that is just absolutely ridiculous.
With the winds forecast to die down, Los Angeles area firefighters work to contain the blazes that have killed 25 people and destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley also warns,
"When you look at the aerial view of the Palisades fire, you may not be able to tell, but however, infrared flights last night indicated there are still numerous hot spots burning within the fire footprint."
Fire crews have been dealing with a vegetation fire that broke out in San Bernardino earlier today. A new federal regulation is coming that could bring big changes to your airport experience. Starting May 7th, all domestic travelers in the U.S. must have a state-issued real ID card or driver's license. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Getting one means a trip to the DMV. Typically, you'll need a valid ID, passport or birth certificate, proof of your social security number and date of birth, plus two items proving state residency.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
How's this for a pricey ice cream treat?
Hold on, I got a coupon for that.
Too bad a couple of Home Alone fans didn't have a discount slip for a decadent dessert they ordered at New York City's Plaza Hotel. Amira Harvey and Jenna Sinatra were stunned when they dialed up room service and asked for the same ice cream sundae Kevin McAllister ate in the movie sequel. The bill for their 16-scoop confection with M&M's, maraschino cherries, chocolate caramel and raspberry sauces, plus whipped cream and rainbow sprinkles.
I opened the thing. It's $500.
Enough to make even Kevin McAllister scream. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
A nice chunk of change made on Wall Street today after an encouraging update on U.S. inflation and strong profit reports from the biggest U.S. banks helped launch indexes. Treasury yields eased in the bond market on hopes that today's inflation update could help convince the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates further later this year. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm
and meteorologist Mace Michaels. A patch or two of freezing drizzle or flurries possible this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy tonight and rising temps through the 20s. Warmer tomorrow, more clouds, a high in the mid-30s. Upper 30s Friday. For the weekend, much colder temperatures and a bitter breeze. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Smile, I know she must be kind.
Yeah.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it.
News, Timeless Hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Fountain Hills apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate the first anniversary of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, where locals satisfy their sweet tooth. Delight in a variety of cobblers, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect on a cold winter's day. Plus, now through January 20th, enjoy exclusive specials, commemorative t-shirts, and scratch-off tickets. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Only today at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All by my
Timeless hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits. There's a candle
all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? You're the one I love.
Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guest The Association. Playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. The Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
Somebody.
is not enough to show I care. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Love you all the time. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. 8 days a week. 8 days a week.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
wonder how they toss the dice. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Brain, la-di-da-di-dee,
gonna die. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on. Time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon at the White House, where President Biden has delivered his farewell address to the nation. 4 years in office and more than 50 years in public service. And the president says these very principles prevail.
I know that believing in the idea of America means respecting the institutions that govern a free society. The presidency, the Congress, the courts, a free and independent press.
Adding some things give him great concern, for example.
Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence.
Saying it literally threatens our entire democracy. I'm Linda Kenyon at the White House. Now with more news, here's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
U.S. and Qatari officials say Israel and Hamas have reached an agreement regarding a ceasefire and exchange of captives. It takes effect on Sunday. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Tel Aviv.
In Gaza, the thought that Sunday would bring a stop to the bombing brought crowds into the ruined streets. This is the best moment in my life, this woman said. Thank God the war has ended. The deal stipulates 600 trucks a day of badly needed aid will start to flow into Gaza.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is weighing whether to elevate one of its own to become President-elect Donald Trump's Secretary of State. Florida Senator Marco Rubio explained how he will push Trump's America First policy.
Every dollar we spend, every program we fund, every policy we pursue must be justified by the answer to one of three questions. Does it make America safer? Does it make America stronger? Or does it make America more prosperous?